It's Brock and Hunter and the podcast time show now. I'm going to leave that in.
And Screw it. Time for the podcast.
It's the podcast now. Podcast. I'm losing my fucking mind. Anyway, welcome to it, folks. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter. Of course, the podcast, as always, brought to you by the amazing Gilson Cycle. That's right. They love us so much. They're like, you know, let's sponsor that podcast. No, it's because we begged them. Like, please, please, God.
Yeah, maybe we should stop singing in our podcast. Yeah,
no more. Just stop it, for God's sakes. Anyway, you can go find Gilson Cycle. They are right there on, oh, God, I just had it. Sorry. The address is on Pipestone Road. It's 1492 Pipestone Road, Benton Harbor. So go check them out. They're over there. Obviously, right now it's kind of a crazy time, but you can find them on Facebook. Just look up Gilson Cycle, G-I-L-S-O-N, Cycle, and check out what they can do for you, man. I want to see if maybe they can build me like a dirt bike for the summer. How sweet would that be? Wouldn't that be dope?
There you go, man.
Kind
of dirt bike?
Something super fast, something that I'll probably kill myself on. but anyway, they are an American.
Give me like a 500 cc dirt bike.
I want like a V-twin motor on like a CR50 chassis. Nice. But they are an American V-twin service and repair shop and all of your motorcycle needs. Gilson Cycle, also bringing you the podcast. Anyway, let's do it. It's Friday, so let's do five facts, five opinions. That sound good to you, buddy?
There we go.
That sound good to you, buddy? Good. All right, so we do this every Friday. Quarantine or not, coronavirus or not. So let's do it. Five facts, five opinions. Fact number one, Betty Boop was originally a talking French poodle when she debuted in 1930. She didn't become a person until 1932. Do you know who Betty Boop is?
Yeah, she was 1932 hot.
She was like, I don't know, how would you describe it? She's created by Max Fleischer. First appeared 1930, like that, but as a cat. Yeah, I'd do her. I'd do Betty Boop.
Was she portrayed as kind of like a sex symbol, or am I just imagining that?
Let's see. I mean, she did. She wore
about Betty Boop.
She wore, you know, kind of a revealing dress. You know, had her hair done and the big old lips and everything. I would say, yeah, she was like a hot cartoon. She was a flapper girl. That's the best way to describe it. A flapper. Yeah.
What's a flapper?
That's from the 20s.
Like a fluffer?
No. No, nothing like a fluffer. Flapper describes a female in the 20s, like a younger female, and it was the dresses they wore. If you've ever seen like the fringy dresses, and so when they danced, you know, it was kind of a promiscuous woman, you know, going out, and because women weren't supposed to really show their legs and, you know, go out dancing and have drinks and do all that. So a flapper was kind of that surge of young women that were like, no, screw this, I'm going to go out and have a good time. I'm allowed to. So, yeah.
You know, whoever that first guy was, it was like, hey, guys, you know, maybe we should let them show their legs. You know, it's kind of hot.
Yeah, they killed him.
You know?
No, they're like, you're the devil. That's it.
Right. Yeah, well, what were you dudes thinking back then? Come on.
Yeah, it was a different time, man. You know? It was a different time. Anyway, I really don't
cover
know enough
that
to
up.
Be.
That's good looking.
You cover those ankles up, you slut. You dirty slut. You put those ankles away. All right, good enough. Fact number two, opinion number two. Purple Skittles aren't grape in other countries. In England and Australia, they're black currant. You ever had black currant?
No.
The only reason I know what that is because when we were in Ireland, they have that. It's like a really sweet drink mix. Huh. And Kiki fell in love with it. She fell in love with it. It's a berry. Black currant is a berry. And it's like off of a shrub. And yeah, so it's just like, I remember she'd get like a vodka black currant or like a gin and black currant. And it did well. I mean, it's like a simple syrup almost.
Well,
so yeah,
that's a try. Sounds like it's got a lot of sugar.
It is. It's very good, but I don't know if you can get it in the States. I've never seen it anywhere else in the States. So it might just be something overseas. So you get your hands on some, let Kiki know, because she will go bananas for a vodka and black currant.
She will never have any.
No, she just drink it all right in front of her. Suck it, Kiki. Fact number three, opinion number three. A Hungarian fencer named Paul Skeeserers. I'm murdering this name. Pal says, anyway, he won a bronze medal at the 1988 Olympics. Then he became disabled after a bus accident and went to win 6 medals in wheelchair fencing at the Paralympics.
Wow.
Man, dude. Jesus Christ.
I can smell it.
He did it. It's rigged.
He knew he was going to win the next year, so he kind of jumped in front of him.
That's like saying someone like hit themselves in the hammer so they could do the Special Olympics. You know what I mean?
Right. You know?
I'm just not good enough to compete in regular Olympics, but I feel like I could do pretty good. Wasn't there an issue? Maybe I'm making this up, but didn't someone get in trouble for like fixing the Special Olympics?
Yeah, there was something with that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but a certain type of son of a bitch. I mean, God, how low?
Well, now
low do you have to be?
You remember the Johnny Knoxville movie called The Ringer?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's him, and him and his like they got to get money. So him and his dad or his uncle go to fix the Special Olympics, and like that whole movie, you could not make that movie today. You could not.
Say, do you think you could pull that off?
It was.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago. It was
let's actually see The Ringer. When did that come out?
The times are different from that time.
If you've never seen it, Johnny Knoxville literally pretends to be special needs. He pretends that he has Downs. It was 2005, so it was 15 years ago. You could not do that movie today. You couldn't.
Even in that time, too, watching the movie, I do remember a few parts. I'm just like, man.
Oh, dude, it's so tough, man. I don't like saying the word, the R word, and I'll just say it now. I just don't. Like, I'll call you a dumbass. I'll call you a moron. I'm doing so bad with this. This is funny. It's just I'm remembering all these things. Before, there was actually a worse word than, like, if you wanted to call someone mentally challenged, you didn't say retarded. You didn't say the R word. I know I already said it, so I'll just say it now. It was something else, and it was considered worse than actually saying mental retardation. Like, I think it was like moron or something. Anyway. But The Ringer, though, like watching that movie, like, oh my God, I can't believe this got greenlit. Like,
here's what you got to do, and it made me feel a lot better after watching it. There's like a whole, like, I don't know if it's a documentary or just a behind the scenes kind of thing, but they tell you how it was made and like how they got into, how they rallied up all the kids and how they explained it to the kids, and the kids absolutely loved it. There was not one of the kids who were like, well, you know, I'm not sure. Like, they all fully leaned into it and they loved it and they had a great time. And like, so it kind of like watching that makes you feel like, okay, now I don't feel as bad laughing.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And exactly. And I'm knowing whoever put this together probably was, you know,
they put it together
sensitive.
Well. They weren't.
Yeah. Yeah, but like most of the main characters in that aren't special needs. Like I'm looking at the movie, the cover, and it's like, holy shit, like that's offensive right there.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, you guys are special needs, but we want you to act like you think a special needs person would act. It's like, holy shit.
2005, Johnny Knoxville, and in that time,
he was huge, and you know, I guess maybe that's what people. I mean, you could expect it from him, you know. I don't know, but it's like, man, oh, man, that's crazy to me. Wasn't there there's an NFL player that was in the Special Olympics.
Yeah, what was that?
NFL, I think he's a running back. Running back, Special Olympics. I'll find who it is. Jamal Charles. He's an All-Pro and Pro Bowl running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. But, yeah, I think he was in when he was 10, he had a chance to compete in the Special Olympics.
Wow. So my nephew is special needs. Love the kid to death, man. He's smart. He's autistic, but, man, he's sharp as an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom teaches special ed at the schools. And so occasionally she'll, because they listen to the show sometimes. I'm like, Mom, be careful. Just be careful.
Yes.
But they love it. And sometimes, like once a year, like she'll call me in and I'll just kind of go and hang out with
the kids awesome,
for
man.
A little bit and show them magic. They know I know some magic. So I'm showing these kids card tricks and they love it.
Yeah. I will end with this because I know we went off on a tangent there, but don't use the R word. It's not in good taste. And I'm also, believe me, I'm a firm believer in, you know, comedy and you know, everyone's fair game.
Here's what it is. It's kind of like the quarantine thing that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. All right. You know what? Have your opinion on the R word. If you think it's ridiculous, you can't say it. If you think it's ridiculous saying it, wherever you stand, mm-hmm. just now in society, it's not acceptable. So just understand that and just put the word away.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the quarantine thing. It's like, okay, I get it. You know, you don't think you're going to get sick, but for the sake of everybody else and the bad looks you're going to get, just stay inside, would you? You know what I'm saying?
No, actually, you know what? I'll go back. I know how we got into this because you thought this guy personally got injured so he could crush it at the Paralympics. Oh, yeah. You're the worst, Hunter. This is all Hunter's fault. This is all Hunter's fault. All right, let's get on to fact number four, opinion number four. Mary Shelley got the idea for Frankenstein from a nightmare.
Huh.
Now, okay, do you know the big mistake most people make?
With what?
When it comes to Frankenstein.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I could juke the hell out of Frankenstein. No.
So Frankenstein is not the name of the monster.
I will break his ankles.
Frankenstein is not the name of the monster. Everyone thinks that it's
Dr. Frankenstein is the creator.
It's Dr. Frankenstein's monster. And that took me a long time to realize up until my adulthood. Because, you know what I mean? It makes sense. Like, oh, it's Frankenstein. But no, it's Dr. Frankenstein's monster.
Right. So but I think the actual name of the monster is Frankenstein, isn't it?
No.
Didn't they call him Frankenstein in the movie?
What is the name of Dr.
You're right. Dr. Frankenstein is the doctor.
Yeah.
But I believe Dr. Frankenstein names his creation Frankenstein.
No, the monster has no name in the novel. It's been said that this omission is a reflection of Victor Frankenstein's complete rejection of his creation. Hmm. The monster calls himself the Atom of Your Labors. And referred to as the creature, the fiend, the demon, and the wretch at different points in the book. So, yeah, he doesn't have a name. Moron, I told you.
Moron.
All right, good. I've never actually read that book, and I think I've, what did I see? There was a movie with, what's his name, where I think he is like Frankenstein. No, not young Frankenstein. It's got, what's his name, man?
The monsters, bro.
Frankenstein. No.
Yeah, it might be I Frankenstein. I think that's a movie.
Frankenstein. Bounty hunter movie.
I never was really scared of Frankenstein, man. He's just too slow and lethargic.
I think it's I Frankenstein.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I Frankenstein, and it's got, yep. That's it. That's what I was looking for. Finds himself caught in an all-out century-old war between immortal clans. Yes, I knew it. Yeah, Aaron Eckhart. That's who it's got in. Ooh, Yvonne Strahovski's in that. I might need to watch that again.
I think I read something one time that, like, back in the day, like, a long time ago, people really tried to do it, put other people's parts together.
Yeah, I believe that for sure. For sure, man. Ah. People are crazy. They were doing all sorts. Dude, they were doing surgery back in there's proof of lobotomies done in like ancient Egyptian times, man. What the fuck? I'd be like, get away from me. I'll just die. Don't mess with my brain. Well, seeing as how bloodletting used to be a cure for things, or they thought it was a cure for things. Yeah, just put a leech on it. You'll be fine. Take some of this cocaine and put a leech on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's a perfect old-timey doctors. What's that? There's that meme. Old-timey doctors would be great. They just go around saying, you got ghost in your blood. Take some cocaine about it.
Yeah, seriously, though. And this weird brown bottle that I, you know, God.
Well, you know, back in the day, doctors used to treat women for hysteria with vibrators. Basically, these doctors were just getting women off to treat hysteria. Oh, God, honey, you've gone to the doctor 5 times this week. Well, I'm crazy.
Imagine going crazy. Time traveling, going back to those days. And she'd be like, all right, guys, just stop it. Just stop. Stop what you're doing. This is ridiculous. Trust me, I'm from the future. And we make fun of you guys. This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. You're basically just jerking women off. Stop it.
We know what you're doing. Don't listen to that doctor. That doctor's lying to you.
That doctor's full of shit. Oh, very good. All right, let's do it. Last fact. You'll love this one. There are four state capitals named after presidents: Jackson, Mississippi; Lincoln, Nebraska; Jefferson City, Missouri; and Madison, Wisconsin. Washington, D.C. is obviously named after a president, too. Does that work for you? Is that a good one?
Awesome.
What a damn
political facts, dude. These president facts piss me off.
But there's so many facts. You know what? I'm going to change this to five presidential facts, five opinions Friday. That's what I'm going to do. Just to piss you off. Just to ruin your day.
All right. Presidents back in the day, too, man. Well, he had wooden teeth. Some of these guys. Dude,
no, that's just not true. That's been disproven. Washington did not have wooden teeth.
You know, we're starting to understand what presidents do, you know, behind closed doors in the Oval Office, and, you know, in the White House. Dude, could you imagine what they were doing back in the day?
Well, they probably
doors, when they know there were no cameras, there was no real, you know, like,
I don't think
like
they were
phones they, listening to them.
I don't think they were as big a pieces of shit, though. You know, I mean, like politicians now. I mean, let's be honest. Jackson had slaves and he had a bunch of illegitimate children with his slaves. I mean, I'm not saying they're great guys.
Kind of a piece of shit.
I'm pretty sure Jackson was also in a duel and killed a guy. But, you know, it was different times. But I mean, Washington seemed like a pretty stand-up guy. Didn't he have slaves? I think Washington had slaves.
How do you know? What, did you talk to him?
I don't. It's what they reported. I'm sure he did. Let's look it up. Did George Washington...
No, just type in, was George Washington a piece of shit?
Was George Washington a piece...
First thing that comes up.
A piece of shit. First thing came up Reddit. George Washington was a genocidal piece of shit. Good God.
See? I told you.
Let's see what this says here. In the U.S., we're taught from a young age to basically worship the founding fathers as if they were almost divinely inspired beings. Our parents cling to this myth as well to teach it to us. Well, that is horse shit. By the way, this was posted by Wandering Wolverine 1 year ago. I've been reading a book called An Indigenous People's History of the United States by Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz, and it's pretty damning evidence against almost every founding father. Not only did George Washington own slaves, but Washington personally ordered the burning of Iroquois villages and wiping out of every indigenous person. Children were not spared. What the fuck? The other founding fathers and presidents sucked.
Shit.
Andrew Jackson was one of the worst. He wanted to see all indigenous people forcibly removed or killed. The Trail of Tears happened during his reign. A lot of things the founding fathers said are eerily similar to sick white supremacist stuff that Nazis said about the purity and superiority of the white race.
Just the worst.
Slavery and genocide weren't just ugly episodes in American history. No, they are foundational to the very existence of the United States of America. America is founded on white supremacy and genocide. Jesus Christ.
God.
Man, oh, man.
I told you.
I guess that wasn't the worst search I've ever done. All right. Perfect. Man. Great way to end on. We just destroyed our founding fathers.
Yeah, right. they're shaking their head. They're listening right now. Just like, my God,
damn it, dude. They're dropping a dime on us. Yeah, we the people, except for indigenous and other people, except white people.
This guy sucks. Piece of shit.
All right, piece of shit. Yeah. All right, that's good. Let's wrap that up here. So, hey,
you know what? Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln was a real piece of shit.
Write a book.
You know, after the email we got from Bossman Bill the other day, I know he's listening. So yeah. I don't. God, if he's Bossman Bill, if you've got this far, we apologize. This is terrible.
Face palming.
Next week we'll talk about like marshmallows or something like that. Unicorns. All right, let's get out of here.
We love everything the presidents did. We appreciate all of the, you know, the things that they did, but just pieces of shit.
All right, that's going to do it for the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. All right, that's going to do it for us. Let's hear a word from your podcast sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right, it's my bike. My bike.
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.